Dave Moore on Today FM.
Fred Fester is about as iconic, visually iconic as a character can be. How was the makeup chair? How many hours are we talking here?
It must have been like an hour and a half or something. And my head's already shaved, but they sort of paint it all like a sort of grayish white, dark circles around my eyes and then prosthetics over my eyebrows. But it's actually relaxing because I just sit there. Yeah, it's not uncomfortable. It's kind of relaxing. It actually gets me settled into the morning and it's fine. Those beautiful Irish mornings.
Yes, they're so wonderful and warm and all of those things. Steve, Principal Barry Dort's hair is a thing of beauty.
That was, you know, Tim and I had, you know, talked about, like, what does this character look like? And we both settled on that he would, you know, he's so enamored with Nevermore and Edgar Allan Poe, so that we thought the hairstyle and the mustache should, you know, sort of resemble Poe. And once we hit upon that, it was just really fun, you know, to sort of come up with that look.
Yeah, you can kind of sense that fun energy off him for sure. And you mentioned the Irish mornings. I mean, how did Ireland treat you both? Fred, I've seen, you know, clips of you going around enjoying yourself in different places. Did you have a kind of a favorite moment or place that when you were here shooting, the US went, oh my God, this is great?
Oh, I loved it. It's such an easy country of all descriptions. There's something about it that isn't like, it's not like fake welcoming. It's like very, like it's an immediate, like you just feel it right away. And I just went out and saw some music and stuff and just walked around, drove around, I rented a car. I loved it. I took one train ride to Cork.
Oh, that's good. From Dublin down to Cork.
Yeah.
Again, a distance for us in Ireland, which is like, wow, that's really long. And for Americans, it's like, we hopped on it for a couple of minutes. And did you go to Wicklow Jail, by the way? I think that's one of the scariest places I've been. Like, I don't believe in ghost renting, but that place is so creepy.
Yeah. How did you know about that?
I don't know. I can't remember. I saw it somewhere that you went to. I think they put it up on their Instagram that you were there.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. I wandered. That's what was on one of my drives. And I wandered into it. I was like, what's this place? And it's like a sort of museum type of a place.
Yeah.
And yeah, Wicklow Jail.
That's really good tour. Like they do a really good scary tour.
It was great. Wow, that is so funny.
Yeah, they were proud that you were there. Steve, I saw you go to Sean's Bar in Athlone, the oldest pub in Ireland, and over 1,000 years old.
That's right.
Did it meet your expectations?
He knows everything about us.
Yeah, wait a minute. You're keeping track.
Yeah, we did go there, but I guess we did take pictures there. And is that how you know about it? Yes.
Same thing, yeah. I mean, these people are very happy that you guys are making these trips and saying hello.
Well, that was, you know, like I am a pub guy and I love my Guinness, especially in the afternoon when I wasn't working. And like Fred said, you know, the people, they're just so lovely. And and I was there for 7 months.
Yeah. You were living here, basically.
I mean, off and on, yeah. So yeah. We loved it, yeah.
I just want to say that I'm against those pubs. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. I think they should be shut down. I'm sorry.
The 1,000-year-old pub should be shut down.
No, I'm sorry. No pubs.
Because we do hear a lot that people, especially rock bands and musicians will come to Ireland and say, oh, the crowds are amazing. But what we tend to hear from actors is, you know, the opportunity, for example, to visit the Abbey or something like that, this incredible theatres, but also that people kind of leave you alone in a nice way. I hope that's true of your experience here.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. It was... Like I said, it was, I felt very comfortable. Yeah.
I had this one experience where someone was like, they said, kept saying to me over there, like, I'm going to leave you alone. But
they
I
didn't.
Felt like, yeah, but I also felt like, I don't mind talking to people. What else am I going to do?
Well, that's good. I mean, I think, yeah, we like having conversations. We just don't want to intrude in case you're having a moment to yourself or something like that. I guess that's kind of our thing. Fred, I think you and I share a love of metal. I don't know. I mean, Steve obviously plays this principal and the very enthusiastic principal of Nevermore. Did you ever get in trouble in school for hair? I had to keep mine at collar length, so I ended up with a bob for years as a teenager.
I did this. I did the opposite thing where I had a mohawk in high school. So but our school was pretty okay about it.
You know, Fred and I went to the same high school, but 10 years apart.
We're from the same town.
We're from the same town.
See, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't do all my research. I didn't know that. I knew you guys were similarly located, or I didn't realize the same high school. That's amazing.
You had a mohawk?
And yep.
I don't think that would have been allowed when I went there. But maybe we paved the way for younger. You know, we like pushed the envelope. So we finally said, all right, we give up. That's do whatever you want.
And Steve, listen, I am constantly accused of being of dressing like a toddler. I'm a middle-aged man, but I'm shorts and a hoodie all day long. And I know you didn't intend it, but you're the iconic thing that's become a meme in 30 Rock, the hello, how do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah.
That has followed me around, probably not as much as you, but a lot of people, when they see me, when I walk in with a baseball cap and a hoodie and shorts, they're like, my younger coworkers will just go, how do you do, fellow kids? And I'm like, come on, guys.
Do you know that was a 4-second scene in that episode of 30 Rock that, you know, made sense for my character, and it was just like a blip. And it's amazing to me that that's how long that has endured. And yeah. So I'm so happy about it. Yeah,
it's perfection. It really is. Fred, I'm looking forward to your musical sound effects album that's coming out in September. I listen to music venues. It's unreal. I just can't wait. Could I audition right now really quickly for you before I have to go?
Yes, for part two.
I can do the TIE fighter out of Star Wars noise, okay?
Okay. Oh! Wow. You're in.
That's all they ever wanted. Steve, Fred, congratulations on Wednesday too. I absolutely loved it. I can't wait to see more from you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.